personal something that they should, why don't they? He should, she should. She shouldn't, they shouldn't. The weather should be warmer by now. So you observe the talking entity in the head as you're here, which occasionally may try to talk you out of being here, either by physically removing you from here and you run away, or by taking you away from here by absorbing all your attention into a mind stream. And physically you are then still here, and mentally you are somewhere totally different. Past, future, or dreamland. And you can see then that presence, there's no presence, there is an absence. Now, of course, this retreat is not called the art of absence, but the art of presence. But absence does not require art. Absence happens easy enough. So you may detect occasionally yourself becoming absent, which simply means your attention is no longer here, it's being drawn into a stream of thinking. And usually one can tell easily by looking at a person whether they are present or absent. Of course there are degrees of absence. You can be totally absent, which means you don't hear a single word. Or you can be absent in the sense that you are commenting on what you hear, which means you are not really fully absorbing. You are more interested in your own standpoint, opinion, or mental position than in what is being said. And often, you believe that your standpoint is, of course, the right one. There's identification with the mental position. And that's a form of absence also. It's not total absence, but you're not really fully here. That may happen, for example, to people who are very knowledgeable about spiritual matters, have read lots of books, which can become a hindrance to if you carry them in here. So if you feel the impulse to leave here, that's of course another way the mind may succeed in getting you away from here. If you can, don't just run off at the first thought that comes into your head with an accompanying emotion of disgust, or back home to my private privacy, my own bed. Why did I leave that? I could be more peaceful there than can I be here. And the moment you get home, you say, I should never have left. I failed. And the torture continues. But in all of you, something is arising that is a relatively new thing. At least the fact that it's arising on a wider scale now is a relatively new thing on the planet, and that is a state of consciousness that we could call presence. to deepen that, that's why we're here. To deepen the ability to be fully present with what is. The ability to respond to life, which is now, always now, out of that state of presence, not out of conditioned mind stuff, conditioning of the mind. Sometimes I use strange expressions like, you grow in presence. Presence grows in you. Presence arises more fully. Excuse me, says a mind somewhere. You haven't defined presence yet. I don't understand what you mean. In the course of the retreat, you may get a few definitions, a few pointers. Never enough to satisfy the mind, of course. Especially as regards presence. Because through thought, you cannot possibly grasp what presence is. Because thought is always grasping at concepts. And then, oh, I've got it now. I've defined it. There it is. I've given it form. But presence is vast. It has no form. Each thought is a thought form.